have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate it. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE, JESSE. My biblical question, and it's a doozy. It is like, what the? Amazing. It's a doozy. Are you one with yourself? Are you one with yourself? That is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about teaching illegal aliens how to become squatters or being invited to into our country by our government, and then once you're here and you're committing crimes, your country don't want you back, and our government is forced to keep you. Whatever you might be doing, taking over apartment buildings and hotels as illegal aliens, and there's nothing our government can and will do about it, you still can be listening to the show. You can podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad while you're doing whatever it is that you're doing, relaxing at a beach, working out. You can podcast, but you can be listening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday again. Already. And all my life I've been living in thoughts. It's Tuesday again. And for those who might not be aware, because we get new listeners all the time, and they didn't know, some of them are not aware, never heard of us, so they didn't know that every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday.
Well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making homes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul.
And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. That is done by Pete out of Alaska. That is really, really an amazing song. True to the core and amazing. Thank you, Pete. I know I've thanked you 1,000 times already, but 1,001 will not hurt. Yeehaw! Thank you, Pete. Amazing song. It is, I'm going to get to your calls. There's one line open, boy, filling up, and you want to jump in there. As I move forward this morning, I have a reminder for men. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. And I'm going to try to do it in a way where you can truly see it. Now, I don't know, because I know it's hard for a lot of people to see. But I'm going to try to give a message this, to the men, this short message. It's not that long, but it's crucial. As we move forward this morning, as we move forward. But in the meantime, I want to remind you that our battle is a spiritual battle. And I want to remind you that you've been taught wrong about everything. You don't know the depths of how wrong you have been taught about life, about how to deal with life, and what real life is. And that's why every human being is suffering. You've been taught wrong, starting with your parents, your schools, your friends, your churches, and you. And that's the reason life is so difficult for you. It's a sad way to live. But you can overcome it. It's a battle between good and evil. You've been lied to and believing that. One lie you've been told is believing that it's a physical thing and somebody else to blame. It's a spiritual thing, and only you are to blame as an adult. Your parents are to blame while you're growing up as a little kid. But once you become of age, you are to blame, no one else. You are your world, and if you want to live in your world in misery, meaning fear and doubt and angry and worry and jealousy and shyness and insecurity and desperation, it's up to you. That's your world, that's what you want, and no one else is to blame. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing. I'm drinking water out of my Alpha Male cup. Alpha Male on the fallestate.tv. You are to blame, men and women. And yet you blame everyone but yourself. You made me feel this way. You made me think this way. You made me act this way. You made me feel that you're lying. No one is making you feel anything that's not already inside of you. Really? But anyway, I mentioned the other day and over again through this year. How we now in the United States of America have a government that is hell-bent on making our lives miserable, hard to live, difficult, divided, afraid, fear, They are hell-bent on making you desperate to need them. And you fall for it. And you fall for it. I want you to think about this. If you do any kind of thinking, think about this. Our United States of America government made it possible, made it happen, that illegal aliens would come into our country and make our life miserable. And you vote for them over and over again because they say, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Somebody else did it. And you're looking at them doing it. And you still vote for them. Think about the crime that's happening in America today. Y'all don't realize I do a lot of talk. I do my show, I do counseling, and then fall asleep and blah, blah, blah. So my throat, sometimes my voice disappears. But anyway, thank you, Jay. Our government is doing this to we the people. Crime is literally everywhere. Crime that we never seen before or not known before. May have heard of it by watching news in another country, from another country, but we never knew about this kind of crime. And you didn't go out and import or bring these people in. The government did it. And you know, they did it in such a way that you were not paying attention. They said, we're going to get rid of the police. No more police. The police are bad people. Police brutality. Police are racist. Police are this. Police. And you were like, yeah, that's right. You became afraid. And you said, yes, get rid of the police. Can you believe that? What type of human being would agree in a country or in a world where there are angry, evil people, out of control people who will not follow the laws of the heart? What kind of person would agree to get rid of the police? Evil people told you to get rid of the police, and you said yes to it. Clever, huh? And then, when you agreed to that, they said the borders, no borders, open borders. But before that, they said, okay, we let all the criminal out of jails and prisons because the black people being punished, too many black people in jail. Not because they're doing the crime, but because they're black, they told you. And you said, okay, no bail bond, let them all out. And then they said, the white man is your problem. Go after them in the valleys and other places. Go after the white people, rob them, steal from them, beat them up, whatever it takes, do it. And the criminals started doing it because they said, you're not going to jail. And by the way, while you're out there doing what you're doing, you could steal up to $1,000 in some areas, $1,000, almost $1,000 worth of merchandise, and you're not going to jail, no problem. And the criminals went insane. And then that's not enough on the people. The people are not afraid enough yet. Open up the borders and let everyone in. From El Salvador, from everywhere, criminals, let them in. And they said to the criminal, y'all come on in. We need you so badly, we're going to pay you to come in. We're going to give you hotels, free food, free phone, free everything. And oh, by the way, if you're not happy with the food, let us know. And we'll get something else for you. In the meantime, you can commit crimes too. and we're not going to deport you. And if anyone says you should be deported, they are racist. We're going to shut them down. And you said, okay. Our government did this with your permission. And then they say, you know what? To the white man, if your sons commit crime with guns, we're going to arrest you. And you applauded that. And with people like this government, no, nothing but anger and ego. And they want total control. They want to take your guns. They want to control your children. They want to control the men. And you applaud that. You love that. AOC and all those kind of people. There's not one person in government that you should have said, it's okay to arrest someone that has not committed a crime. Even the Bible said, you're not guilty. The fathers are not guilty of the crimes of the children, of the sons. But you said no, because the government said, yes, they are. You said yes, too. Not seeing you turn your lives over to the devil. And now they have something called a migrant influencer. Can you imagine in the United States of America? The migrants, meaning illegal aliens. Migrants mean illegal aliens, so you remember. And now your influencers said the government, and you said okay to that. What happened to the people of freedom? What happened to the idea that you can control your own life? What happened to the idea the government is not responsible, has no business telling you what you can and cannot do with your children? You have low-life people in government, evil people, telling you what to do with your children, and you applaud it. And they don't care about your children at all. They care about your children even more than they care nothing about your children as you care nothing about them. And you applaud it. KTLA is reporting a Venezuelan national dubbed the migrant influencer. They talk about an illegal alien here. Is at the center of a controversy over a series of TikTok posts coaching migrants, other illegal, meaning illegal aliens, on how to live in the U.S. by taking advantage of laws protecting squatters. Watch this from KTLA 5.
In his most recent controversial TikTok video, Moreno is telling his followers to avoid living on the streets in the United States. They can, quote, invade empty homes and live there, saying under U.S. law, if a house is uninhabited, it can be seized, referring to squatting rights in our country. That video garnered almost 4 million views.
As we have more migrants moving into cities, more homelessness, we are going to see more of it, more squatting.
James Burling is a property rights attorney.
But they're talking about all the advantages that you can get from squatting. It's inevitable that it's going to increase.
In past videos, the illegal migrant bragged that he came to the United States to vacation and now lives off U.S. taxpayers because he had a child in this country. He also tells his followers that he waits for Americans' hard-earned pension checks to come in every month. In another video, he is urging fellow Venezuelans to pay the fines of a 15-year-old migrant who allegedly shot a tourist in Times Square, saying, quote, today it could be him, tomorrow it could be one of you.
Amazing. With the help of you, our government is allowing this, causing this to happen. Not only are they allowing it, they're causing it to happen. Our government is to blame, and you are to blame because you agree with the government. And it's got to get worse. You, the American people, agree with a bunch of evil people called government that they could allow this to happen. Something called a migrant influencer, illegal, Isn't that amazing? And he's teaching other illegal aliens what they can do in our country. They can walk into your empty house, and they can't. There's nothing you can do about it. Now you need an immigration lawyer to tell you how to protect your own home. Remember, you were able to put up for sale signs in front of your homes and on Saturdays, and the realtor would go and have open house, and then at the end of the day, they would just shut down, and you never even thought of a squatter, someone just walking in and taking over your house. And then if you try to get them out, you have to spend millions of dollars, thousands of dollars, trying to get them out. You did this. You gave our government permission to do it by agreeing to open borders and by agreeing that they can decide what to do with your family, your children, your life. You applaud it. And it's going to get worse because you're dealing with ego-driven government people. They are no different than you. They want power. And you applauded it. And believe me, these squatters are not just squatting in the hood. They're doing it in very nice areas, white folks' areas. They don't want no old hoodie house, hood house. They want a white man house. They're doing it in everywhere. And they can get away with it because now I've heard some of the stories from people down in Atlanta, Georgia, black people with money. Black people with money down in Georgia trying to buy investment homes, they're having the same problem, the squatters, the illegal aliens. And you told the government, that's good. Just like you said to the government, you can accuse a father and blame him for something that his son did when he had nothing to do with it. The son is guilty of his own crime. But the government said, no, we're going to punish the father too. And you said, okay. And then they're coming for you next. Because these are no good people. You're saying yes to evil people. Just like you say yes to the devil in your imagination, you say yes to thoughts. Nobody makes you say it. You say yes to the imagination. And you love your imagination. And you're afraid not to trust your imagination. Even though God said, bring every thought into captivity, trust none of them, the devil said, no, trust all of them. And you say yes to the devil in the same way you say yes to the government. You're blind and cannot see. So the squatter is an influencer now. I guess anybody could be an influencer, huh? It doesn't matter what kind of influencing, as long as you're an influencer. One other story about the illegal alien they call migrant. The migrant influencer recent video on squatting is making headline. Watch this from KTLA 5.
But this recent video on squatting is making headlines as Moreno tells his comrades that if they fix up an abandoned home that is deteriorated or in bad condition, they can get credits when the properties are sold. While Burling says that is not the case, the misinformation is now out there.
Well, I think publicity, like what we're seeing in TikTok and viral videos of that nature, are going to magnify the idea that squatting is an alternative to not having enough housing.
Amazing. The American people are now fighting against our enemies who were brought in by our government, and you applaud it. Did you ever think that one day you will have these issues in the United States of America? No, you did not. And it's going to get worse. Because you have said yes to evil. And then you wonder, how can the government tell your child not to let me know if he or she feel like a boy or girl, and they start encouraging a kid to be that way? They can do it because they can do it. They can do it because they can do it. And they have your permission. You've given them permission with everything else. You've told them that the parents is to blame for something that the kids do. And arrest the father if he's guilty or not. You said yes to that, so why can't they do anything else they want? Think about the Democratic Party today. You have said yes to those people who gotten rid of the police, who blame white people, who it's all about the money and power. They're not about truth. They're not about what is right at all. And the right old Republicans. I was looking at the aftermath of the second attempt on the Great White Hope Life, Donald Trump. The liberal media blamed Trump. They blamed the MAGA crowd. They said, oh, they're just trying to get attention. And you say yes to the government. Are you insane? You say yes to evil inside of you, and you say yes to evil outside of you, inside of others. And all up and down the West Coast, from Washington to Southern Cal, Hakeem telling me he's heard about the squatters. It's everywhere now. Washington State, up near Canada, on the coast. And Hank and the anchor baby is telling me, according to YouTube, these
Zazen, I think.
Zazen.
Someone in our chat
says, maybe it's time to get angry. Is all we up to upland by the mountain? What the? Because it's evil, and that's what evil does. Evil travels through you and destroy you, and it travels outside of you into others and destroy them. But what get me is you say yes to the government. Look at what our government think and how they operate. They're socialists. They're never going to make the right decision. But the devil tell you, yeah, they made the right decision. Go along with them. And you do it. You want a king. You want a king or a queen to tell you how to live. Some of you might not be aware of Upland. Up there in the mountain, they're beautiful. And I'm being told they're doing their squatting up there too. Americans, you are blind and weak and lost. You need to be found. And you can be found if you want to. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment, your phone calls and super chats.
Hey, Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man. Traveling man, hanging around and doing the best I can. 888-775-3773. Amazing stuff happening. I never, ever, so much happened in my country because I'm from the old school. I'm older than dirt. God made me and then He made dirt that I may walk on. And I never, ever, ever imagined that I would see what's happening in my country today. And I grew up on a plantation, and the blacks would tell you that a plantation life was a bad life. Slavery, right? Not true, but that's what they would tell you. And I yet didn't realize what could happen in this country. I never thought that, amongst many things, that one day the American citizens would say yes to giving up the Second Amendment. You just don't think that anyone would say that, Democrat or Republican or so-called independent. Independent means that you lost and you can't decide which way to go. But independent, whatever, right? I never imagined there would be one person in the United States of America that would say yes to the government to give up the Second Amendment. It looked like everybody was happy with the Second Amendment. It really did. It made sense. And I never imagined that anyone in the United States of America would agree to open borders. Just let everybody in. You wouldn't let everybody in your house, would you? Well, some of you would, because you're too afraid to say no. But I never imagined the American people would say yes to open border. It doesn't matter how you vote, Democrat or Republican. I just never imagined. It just didn't seem like that could happen. And now you have the Haitian down in Ohio eating up the cats and the dogs and the ducks and the geese and everything else that get in their way. Mudcakes and everything. In the United States of America. I never imagined that one American citizen, and I hear from a lot, not just one, would say yes to the government arresting somebody that had nothing to do with someone else's crime. And then people say yes. I know so many people say yes. I never thought that in the United States of America that an illegal alien can come into our country illegally and learn what's going on in America and then get online and tell the illegal alien, y'all can come on in and be squatters. Here's how you do it. And you're not going to get in trouble. You can take the American people homes, and you're not going to get in trouble. No problem. They're going to have to work their way out of that. They got to pay money and get out, not you. And you applaud it. Do you know and realize what you're dealing with in government? You're dealing with egotistical human beings, men and women that want power, Republicans and Democrats. They don't care about you. Look how they're trying to stop Trump. One man that decided, I'm going to help in a real way. They're doing everything they can to prevent that. They don't want you to be free. And you applaud what they do. And you call it spiritual. And I'm not just talking about one person. I'm talking about a bunch of people telling me this. American citizens. Whatever happened to, oh, y'all don't know, huh? A smaller government. Remember in the good old days, we didn't even want a government. And it said we had to have one, I guess, to make the roads straight, keep the roads going, and make sure we have a strong military to protect us from our enemy, foreign and domestic enemies. We said okay to, okay, we'll let you have a little government, just a little tiny one. I could be wrong, but I think at one time, and it may be local government, the government workers had to have a real job. They didn't really get paid for being working in government. They had to have a real job and then do the little government stuff on the side. Now government is a career. And you think those people going to let their career go? No. They ain't going to come up with all that money. They going to tell you anything. And one of the most, another thing I never thought I would, and then I'm taking your calls and then your super chat. One other thing that I never thought, it just never occurred to me that could happen in the United States of America. Get ready. Get ready for this one. This is one, it's a doozy. One of my never thought, ever imagined that can happen. And it's out of control. It is literally out of control, and no one is paying attention to it. A few people already complained about it, but nothing's been done. Now, this is a doozy. Get ready. This is worse than taking away the Second Amendment. And the First Amendment had been taken away too. Quiet as it kept. But this one is a doozy. You want to take a stab at it, Hank?
What it is?
Yeah.
Men being simps.
Close. Real close.
Thank you.
You want to take a stab at it, Nick? Anchor, baby.
Women being trying to be the opposite of simps.
Leaders.
Right.
You want to take the last stab at it, Joy on Friday TV? You black. He said women in the military. Close. All you guys are right. Both all of you are right. I never, ever, never, ever for once imagined that one day in America that there would be one woman or man that would agree that women should be taken over. Joel said we got strong women in the military. Not true. Ain't no such thing as a strong woman, just weak men. There's no such thing as a strong woman. It doesn't exist. So anytime you hear men call the women strong, they're saying they're weak. I never, ever, never imagined that anyone would be in agreement to women taking over in the United States of America. It was known. It was clear. It was understood. Not only from the Bible, but just simple common sense logic that women were not created to lead. And if you put them in control, because they're not earning it, they're getting it because the men are afraid. And if you put them in control, it's over. Just like in the home, you put the woman in control of the home, it's over. Nothing but confusion. The woman need the man to guide her. Not by just by being right, the man. Now the women are taking over everything. I saw a report on the local news the other day, and they had whatever county they were in or city they were in, they had a bunch of policemen around, all women. And hell were breaking loose. All women was around. Do you not see that everything that you've allowed the women to take over, it falls apart? It doesn't work. Why do you think the public school system is such that it is today? Gun violence, crime. Kids don't show up to school, fighting at school. You need metal detectors. Detection now. Because the women have taken over. You have allowed the women to do it. Be principals and so-called vice principals and lead the school. Look at the schools now. They were not that way before you turned it over, handed it over to the woman. The church is a mess. I never, not for once, imagined that it would become that way in the United States of America. I didn't. It just was understood, the order. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. And when I say woman over children being led by men. It ain't the woman herself over the children. That was understood by men and women. And that's when these women are bitching, excuse me, little kids, about men and women's sport, I roll my eyes. Because there's a double standard. Either men can play women's sport or they can't. And if they can't play, that means women cannot play in men's sport. The same weak women the women that complain that women are too weak to play against men in women's sport, it's the same thing. It's just a man may have a dress on with the women's sport, that's all, or a woman bathing suit, whatever. But it's still a woman playing against men against women. What the? My country is no longer tears of thee. You have called and are calling an illegal alien an influencer. And I bet you the illegal alien doesn't get thrown off whatever these sites are. They make their money. But you, the American citizen, you speak out against it. You're going to be defunding and all that kind of stuff. You're fighting for air in your own country. You're fighting to catch your breath. Or turn your cheek for the sake of the show for illegal aliens. Catch my breath. Amazing. But anyway, I'm glad that I had the opportunity as a child as a child to enjoy my country up until the last 30 years when it started to go to hell in a handbasket. I'm looking at the news reports sometimes, weather report, which I rarely watch anymore, but all female. And if you do catch a man in the weather report, he's a little tiny man. All female. Remember when the weather, guy was a guy? Weather reporter were men? The weatherman, remember? They're not there anymore. Rarely do you see them. Now when they had a quote-unquote correspondent news reporters or the news reporter down in states like Florida where they have hurricanes and tornadoes and things, and the man be out there in the wind and blowing hard in the wind, and he's trying to give you the weather report and the tree's about to fall on him. It used to be men, not even females. And something different about it. It's out of order. And you okay that? Okay. And it's got to get worse. I've been saying this for 35 years. It's got to get worse. And it's only gotten worse. I remember when I first started Bond, my nonprofit to rebuild a family by rebuilding a man. It was a state of emergency then, we thought. And that was like 35 years, I guess. 1990 to now. Is that 35 years, Hank?
Most.
Almost, huh? February would be 35. I thought it was an emergency then. Now those look like holidays. Holidays. Anyway, and it got to get worse. Derek said women ruin everything because it's not in their nature to lead. You're not going to be able to convince me of that. I know better. Some things I may not know. I know how to pick cotton. I can tell what a cotton bud is rotten. And you can't pick very much cotton. But the one thing I know that is never going to work with the women in charge. It can't work. It wasn't made to work. And you can't make it be. It's like trying to make a man be a woman in a dress or a woman be a man in a man pantsuit. You can't make that be. It's still the man in a dress. Even if he cut off his body part, he's still a man with a cut-off body part in a dress. A male, at least. Or a female in a pantsuit. It's still a female in a pantsuit. You can call her, put on what kind of name you want or whatever. It's still a male. It's still a male. Anyway, where am I? Super chats.
From finishing up from yesterday.
Yes.
On buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Elias bought a coffee saying, Jesse, this is the perfect time for PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Yeah.
To support Trump, since the Haitians are eating people's cats and dogs, allegedly.
That is such a good point. I wonder why PETA is not down in Ohio. Maybe they are protesting this.
They're liberals.
They eat up all the dog.
They're women.
Who let the dogs out?
They're not for Trump or for what's right. They don't care about the animals that much.
And plus, they are black people that's eating the dogs and cats. Allegedly.
So that's okay.
So they ain't going to send it to the black people.
Right.
What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Elias continues, here in Albuquerque, if one kills a duck and or geese, they'll go to jail since they're seen as city employees.
Okay, we're going to test that. We're going to test it.
Nice.
So I'm going to let the Haitian people know Y'all could go over to where? Albuquerque?
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
New Mexico. And eat and go over there and eat some dog and geese and see what happens. I bet you they won't get punished. I guarantee you they won't punish the blacks for doing it. Isn't that amazing? They'll say, oh, they're just hungry. Amazing. Thank you.
Ariadne J. 7 coffees. So happy the Lord had led me to you. You've answered questions I didn't realize my heart needed to be answered. You've saved my sanity. I don't trust the thoughts. Just watch them fly by and laugh.
Nice. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Lamar on Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. Lamar asks,
ask!
Are we going to get a men's conference 2025?
Let's pray on it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I definitely hope so. Especially if we get the Great White Hope back in. Thank you, Lamar. Appreciate it. Amazing question.
Men's conference Mar-a-Lago. Let's make it happen.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dang.
Amazing.
Lily Poo with a couple of Rumble rants yesterday on Rumble, Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble.
You got to know how to rumble.
Oh, the wall going up.
Oh, the wall going up. Amazing.
She might have said it more ladylike than that.
Thank you.
What does President Trump say today? I love you, Jesse, and the experts, quote unquote. Stay well.
Let me check.
And yes, together, we will make America great again.
Amazing. The great. Can you imagine that this man's life within 2 month period has been threatened in a serious way? Think about that. This white man, one white man, the world want to stop him. That's mind-blowing to me. Tell me that's not like Jesus. I thought I saw Jesus, and he's alive. Amazing. Thank you.
Cactus Eater Bear with a diamond yesterday. World's greatest G-paw hake fake news scandal. I was wearing world's greatest grandpa T-shirt yesterday.
Right on. Nice.
Called me out. Thank you, Cactus Eater Bear.
Thank you.
Sam bought a coffee. Good morning.
Morning.
Question for you. I've started dating someone new. A little about us. I'm divorced with 3 children from my marriage. He's never been married and doesn't have any children. He's white and I'm biracial. This Ms. Sam, I gather, right? We get along in so many ways except for politically. We're both Christians. Do you think we have a chance to make it together? Also, he watches you daily and loves your show.
So he's never been married, no children. She's been married with children. No, it ain't going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Why don't you just focus on your children, let that man go so he get a chance to start fresh, and do it that way. It's not going to work. Sorry. Well, I'm not sorry. I'm saying sorry, but I don't mean sorry, sorry. But it's just not going to work. I wish you well, though.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, thank you.
And I guess we got to hold up for now.
Yeah, let me take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls, bro, and the rest of the Super Chat. Thank you for your support. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, September. What am I saying? Almost said July. September 17th, AD 2024. By the way, ladies, third Thursday of the month is coming right up in 2 days. 2 days. That is September 19th, third Thursday of the month, Women's Forum. 7 p.m. at Bonn in Los Angeles. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/events if you would like more info on that. Do join the ladies only. Men's forums the first Thursday of the month. Amazon, according to Commie Nonsense Network, is demanding that their corporate employees return to the office 5 days a week, based, joining several other, at least a few, companies that have changed their pandemic-era hybrid policies. Research has shown that workers' productivity remains consistent at home, so says research, if you really believe the research. But many executives say more on-site FaceTime is needed to maintain culture, spur collaboration, and better mentor young employees. Remember when Hake was at home for those 3 days? The productivity was way down from Hake over at Bond. But I was doing a little bit of work from home. It didn't work. So take your research and shove it up your nose. Don't say that, kids. Secret Service, a second apparent assassination attempt against our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, is raising new alarms about whether the Secret Service can adequately protect the Republican presidential candidate, or if more needs to be done to bolster his security. Duh! While so-called Secret Service agents on Sunday prevented the potential shooter from firing at Trump while golfing at his West Palm Beach course, shout out to those guys, that one guy who spotted him. Unlike the would-be assassin in Pennsylvania, where they spotted him but didn't do anything about it until after he's fired some shots, or didn't effectively stop him, right? Until afterwards. Questions remain about how another gun, so-called man, we call them gun males, M-A-L-E-S, another gun male was able to get within several hundred yards, or at least a few hundred yards, of our greatest president. Acting U.S. Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe, remember that Kimberly Cheadle or whatever her name was? She resigned. She was Biden's gal, and she resigned after the first assassination attempt. But Ronald Rowe met with our greatest president, Trump, and local law enforcement Monday, and defended his agency's response to the gun male, emphasizing that the Sunday golf outing was an off-the-record movement that was not on Trump's calendar. And I don't think this is the Secret Service's failure. It might be the higher-ups, maybe the FBI and all them, because they're not designating Trump in the danger that he's in, because they are against him, maybe. Who knows? Immigration, better known as invasion, CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, says U.S. officials Monday touted another month of low border crossings, if you want to call them that, citing recent executive action curbing asylum access, communist buzzword, to the U.S. southern border, even as our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, levels campaign attacks over the evil, crooked Joe Biden administration's total mishandling, of border security, which they do not care about at all, except for the sake of optics, appearances. July and August saw the lowest encounter levels since September 2020, which is not a good thing, a Black on the Inside White House spokesman said. In August, the Border Patrol recorded about 58,000 encounters between ports of entry along the southern border, up slightly from July, but far below the record numbers in recent months. Because they've been having record numbers. Now that the election's coming up, they don't want to be able to, they can't get away with that. Still, our greatest president, Trump, and his running mate, J.D. Vance, continued to reiterate false claims about immigrants to fire up Trump's base. They're calling it false. They're debunked claims about Haitian immigrants eating the pets of residents. Totally debunked, so claims CNN. They also call things lies that are not established. In Springfield, Ohio, it's forced the closures of schools and hospitals after dozens of bomb threats, which turned out all to be hoaxes from even outside the country. So they're fake news. That's CNN. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and my biblical question for this week, are you one with yourself? Are you one with yourself? Amazing question. Know thyself. Know thyself. Are you one with yourself? If you're busy, folks, and some of you are, wherever you are in the whole wide world, we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama. Or if you're white, by everybody and their mama. And if you're a flat earther, no matter where you are in the world, we are heard all up and down the world, up and down the earth, by everybody and they mama. And if you're a white earther, flat earther, it's everybody and their mama. So you can be listening to the show, you can podcast, but you can listen no matter what you're doing on your iPhone, iPad, by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. Amazing. It's Tuesday. It's the second hour of Tuesday. And every Tuesday, we'll always be Country and Western Tuesday.
Yeehaw!
Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back, bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Woo.
Amazing. Country Western Tuesday. I used to love country music when I was a little bit of baby down in Sweet Home, Alabama. Amazing. Let me go to the busy phones. Andrew out of Minnesota. Andrew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, thank you for taking my call again.
Yes, sir.
Hey, just wanted to answer your Bible question of the day.
Are you one with yourself?
Well, I would believe that myself is one.
So are you one with yourself?
Yes, but there is only one me.
So you're saying, yes, you are one with yourself. Because there's only one you?
Yes.
And what do you mean there's only one you?
Well, myself, it kind of depends on how you define yourself, but being one is, I guess, complete and whole. So, yeah, if I see myself as complete and whole, then, yeah, there's only one me.
And what do you mean by... Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, I feel like if you're one with yourself, yourself is one. Like, yourself is defined as one thing.
And so who is the one you that you're one with?
I am the I am, basically.
What?
It'd be the I am.
You am the what?
You know, it's like, it's the I am.
The I am what?
Just the I am. It's the observer.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Well, I can't really say I want to wait until Sunday. I got to wait until Sunday because I want to hear from other. But it's interesting what you're saying.
Yeah, now I have another question for
you. And when
you
say you am what?
I am is the observer in all sentient conscious beings.
What does that mean?
So this kind of gets into the real question I wanted to call you. The real question.
Okay, let's shut down the biblical. Thank you for responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Now go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. What do you believe as far as like consciousness goes? Do you believe there's just one consciousness? Like, do you believe that there's only one consciousness and that, you know, all of us are just one consciousness experiencing consciousness through different, let's just say, bodies. So your genetic makeup is different than mine, is different than everybody else in the studio, but there's just one consciousness flowing through everybody. Would you agree with that?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
How come?
Because if there were one consciousness flowing through everybody, we would have perfect peace on earth.
So I agree. So now this gets into my next question, because I know that you, when it comes to like sex, you say that it's supposed to be kind of a 2 to 3 minute type thing.
Like bam, bam, yeah, thank you, ma'am.
A two pump chump, maybe, I guess some would call it.
That's it.
Okay, so you would see sex as kind of utilitarian then?
No, just for making babies.
So utilitarian.
Who is? I don't know who that is.
Utilitarian would
like
be
Hitler?
More like a, no, not totalitarian. Utilitarian, meaning it's something that, you know. So like sex would be simply utilitarian in the fact that we need to make a baby to procreate. So we're
only
dying,
if
so
you
like,
want a baby. You don't even need to make a baby. As a matter of fact, it's best not to even get married and have children.
So that's what I was going to get into next. And I guess what I'm trying to get at here is that from my perspective, what I see it as, because what you said is true, if there's only one consciousness flowing through all sentient beings, there's
you
one
said
source
that.
Of
I didn't say that.
Well, yeah, no, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, well, because you said if there was one consciousness flowing through everybody, then that there would be perfect peace on earth,
right,
which I agree with. But what if the body, what if the form of the body is what's causing in the mind? Because you said, you know, everything comes from the mind. It, you know, all of our problems come from thought, right? And thinking is where we get all of our problems from. So what if, you know, this is kind of like a Gnostic view, but what if by not procreating, we end the cycle of suffering on earth? Because if there's one consciousness and it's flowing through these fallen bodies, let's say the body, like the way the body operates in this dualistic mindset, male, female, masculine, feminine, night, day, good, evil, dark, light, back and forth, this polarity that exists within the body, even within the physiology of the body.
You're saying too much.
Okay.
I don't understand anything that you're saying.
Well, what I'm trying to get at is, if we just stop making babies, like, then we end human suffering because suffering exists within.
No, you can stop making babies, still have human suffering.
Right, because of the mind, correct, with everybody who's still alive on Earth. But what I'm getting at is if, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, we keep making babies, and then consciousness comes into the body, and now consciousness is having
this dualistic
experience.
Well, making babies have nothing to do with suffering.
Right, it has to do with the mind. But
no,
the mind
it has to do with evil.
Well, sure, but if there's only one consciousness, evil is just misplaced energy. There's only one light. There's only one thing, and it's God. And everything came from him. Right? Right?
I'm trying to hear the rest of your point to that.
Well, I'm saying if there's only one source of everything, and it's light, which is God, and then light descends.
But there's
into
darkness
spirit.
Too.
Well, yeah, but darkness comes from the void.
From who?
From the void, which is the
no darkness comes from evil.
Correct, which is the woman. Correct.
No, the woman is not evil. It's the spirit that's in the woman.
Okay, so the spirit of the okay. That's what I'm getting at too. So that's the spirit of the void. Or the empty, the tomb or the womb is where the evil's at. But when it's filled with light, which is
it's
comes
not,
from the Father.
It's not in the tomb or the womb, it's in the heart. The woman's heart is wicked. Until she forgive, that's why the man's heart become wicked, because he's an unforgiving man, male.
Sure.
Nick, what are you saying?
Oh, I'm just, I think I'm following Andrew, and he's saying basically if no people existed, then suffering would stop. So
that's what
we
I'm
stop
saying.
Making babies.
Yeah, that's
but
exactly
Andrew,
what I'm
that's not logical.
Would you say,
that doesn't make sense.
Would you say, well, why doesn't everybody just kill themselves? Wouldn't that bring about what you're talking
well,
about
yeah,
faster?
So,
should we just all commit mass suicide?
I don't believe in suicide.
But why would that? Why not? If you're okay with people not existing, wouldn't that bring about what you're saying? Wouldn't that be a good thing?
Well, no,
wouldn't that be loving if we all committed suicide?
No, I'm not saying we should commit suicide. No, this isn't a Jim Jones kind of thing. But I'm saying, like, you know, okay, if we don't, like, if we stop procreating, then consciousness doesn't come into these avatars, into these bodies, these shells. You see what I'm saying? And there's only one consciousness that comes from the Father. So if we stop making, if we stop procreating, we stop creating this human condition on Earth. And you know what I'm saying?
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, but you, well, how does it not make sense? There's only one consciousness.
Tell me how.
How did you come up with that idea?
I mean, it came from within.
Right in your imagination.
Not in my imagination, no.
But it's true what you're saying, that you would be okay with suicide. That would be a good thing.
No, no, I'm not
you.
Saying I'm okay with suicide.
I don't think you really are, but if you believe what you're saying now,
but at the same time,
then
okay,
you would be okay. Suicide would not be a bad thing.
Let me do this because I got to run.
Yes, sir.
But the conversation is interesting. It really is, Andrew. And I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. But your imagination is running away with you right now.
Okay.
It really is. And I want you to pay attention to that, though. But I want you, give it a day or two, I want you to call me back about it. But I want I want to encourage you. All that stuff you just said, I want you to pay attention to your thoughts, which are not your own, by the way, telling you that. You'll see, like, that didn't make sense at all.
Okay.
Will you do that?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Also, I'm driving 4 hours back to my home state tomorrow to forgive my parents. So.
Right on. Let me know how
it
goes.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Thank you. 888-7753-773-888. Just my imagination running away with me. It was... Let me go to Canada and talk to Ari out of Canada. Ari, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, what's going on?
All is well.
Hey, yeah, I guess for your biblical question.
Are you one with yourself?
Am I one with myself? I believe so, yeah.
Are you one with yourself?
Actually, no, I'm going to take that back. No, I'm not.
Are you one with yourself?
No, I'm not, because when I think to myself, or I, you know, think in silence, that voice, I guess, you know, inside you hear, or your inner voice or your inner sound, it's different than how it sounds when I speak out loud to someone else. And it gives me a vibe that it might be like too different. Right? Because when you think to yourself and, you know, you're being strategic or whatever, you will often respond to yourself. Right? And that makes it a two-way aspect of my belief. This question, it needs to take more time. I'm actually a return caller. I told you I'd get back to you on a question that you gave me a couple weeks back.
And so, for the biblical question, you're saying you're not one with yourself, right?
As far as I know right now, I don't believe so. I have to do more thinking about it, right?
Okay.
Just like off the top of the head to give you an answer, yeah, I would say right now, probably not.
I appreciate that. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
But I got a response for you, because you also, I told you before, you asked me if I love my enemy. And I told you I got to get back to you on that one a couple weeks back.
And what I don't remember it, but you reminded me. What do you say? Do you love your enemy?
So it took me a few days to really decide that. And I came with an absolute no. I don't love it.
Why did I ask you, did you love your enemy? I don't remember the conversation. Why did I ask you that?
That was the last one you asked me. First one you asked me, do I love the Jews, love the Christians?
Are you Allah U Abba person?
No, I'm Israeli.
You Israeli?
Yeah, Hebrew.
Oh, and so that's why I asked you if you love the Jews?
Yeah, and then you went to the Christians, you went on. And I told you I couldn't give you an answer on the whole people, but then you finally came out with the enemy.
Okay.
That one stuck with me.
And how old are you?
33.
And so do you love the Jews?
I love people of God. I'm not going to go through this again. I mean, I love everybody who's a person of God in the end of the day, who has, like, anybody who fears God. It gets my love.
And so do you love the Jews?
If they fear God, then yeah. Why not?
And do you love the Christian?
If they fear God, then why not?
And how do you know if someone fear God or not?
Fears God?
You said if they fear God, right?
Yeah. Well,
how do you know if they fear God?
I guess they would be closer to righteous than unrighteous in their
actions. How would you know that? You wouldn't know that.
Well, as far as you can tell, I mean, it takes, almost 7 years to get to know somebody? You know, it takes a minute. You can just judge the book by its cover off the bat, right? But you got to read it a little bit.
And so do you love your enemy?
Oh, that one's a definite no.
And so...
Oh, that's a definite no.
And do you love God?
Yes.
You love God?
Of course.
And how do you know you love God?
Well, as far as I can remember, anything really that was going good for me in life, I was always closer to what I was taught to have a connection to God.
How do you know you love God?
Because it was always the right time for me when I felt His presence.
What?
When I felt the presence of God, it was always the happier days.
What does God present feel like?
I'm not sure English can. There's even a word in English for it, to be honest, Jesse.
But then, how do you know?
You just have to feel it. You know, you just got to feel it.
What does God present feel like?
positive, uplifting. You know, no worrying. You don't have to, nothing like that. There's no really negative thoughts flowing through.
So you know. You have no negative thoughts?
No, I'm not saying always.
No worries?
Not always.
So how do you know what God presents you like if you're having those things?
I'll wake up the next day, I guess. I'm not sure. Just, I mean, does anybody really know? You know, we just go what our faith goes. And
so how is it possible for you to love God but not love your enemies when God tells you to love your enemies?
Well, maybe when it comes to the Christian in the New Testament, Old Testament.
No, God told you to love your enemy. How are you?
In the Torah, doesn't say to love your enemies.
In what?
In the Torah, in the ancient Torah, the five books of Moses.
But isn't that the Jew book?
It's the book of the Israelites.
But those are Jewish books, right?
No, the Torah was given by God on Mount Sinai by the words of God to Moses.
What?
And I think the Torah was given by God, spoken by God to Moses.
So you say you're Israeli?
Israelite, yeah.
So that means you're a Jew, right?
I believe there's a difference.
Are you Jewish? I'm trying to understand. What's the difference? Are
no,
you Jewish?
I'm an Israelite, like a son of Israel.
So if I saw you, would you look like an Allah Abba person, or would you look like a Jewish person?
No, I don't know, man. Fucking Middle East, I guess. Right? That hemisphere, I mean,
what would he look like? Would he look like a Jewish person?
I can't tell you. I can't tell. I don't know. Are you, when you say you're Israelite, you say you were born in Israel and you came to Canada?
You know, my dad's born in Israel.
James, come and help us.
So, no, Jesse, I don't think he's one of those black Hebrew Israelites. He's saying his dad is from Israel. He's saying his dad is from Israel. Correct, Ari?
Yeah, he's from Israel. He's not like, you know, like that Captain Zachary or whatever. Like, I'm going to challenge him too soon because that's different. He can't. No, I'm not like that black, those guys.
Since I'm black and slow.
Because Israelite over here, Ari, means something else. Israelite is these people who think they're the real Jews.
No, Israel means Jew. Oh, but if it's those black people who think they're Jew, you say...
No, but you know what?
You say...
Israelite.
The word Jew
you
is
say black Israelite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying the 12... Your DNA comes from the 12 children of Jacob. Right.
That ain't gonna help me at all.
No, that makes it more confusing.
Really, that's not. All I want to know, that will help me. I'm black and slow. Your father is from Israel, right?
Yeah.
Meaning that he's a Jew, right?
He's an Israelite, not a Jew.
And your mother is from Alawaba country?
No, she's a Viking.
She's a what?
She's a Norwegian.
Norwegian,
Minnesota.
He said.
Minnesota.
Yeah, I have a Norwegian background.
And so she's white.
Yeah, she's white, yeah.
So your mama is white and your daddy is Jewish.
Hebrew. Israelite. No, he's not Jewish. Jewish is more of I'll tell you exactly right now. Judaism is a form of people who came together and they took the law.
Is that a cow?
No, it's
that's
not
a vibrating phone.
What?
There's a phone vibrating.
Oh, that's not a cow in the back, bro?
No, it sounded like one, though.
I thought it was a cow.
Jesse, just to get to it real quick for you, but no, the Jew actually didn't. You know, in the whole
Torah,
James. And the books and
Moses, come here, James. Go ahead.
The Jew is not, the word Jew is not in the Torah in English or Hebrew. The word Jew doesn't even exist in the books of Moses, the word itself. Right? Israelites are just 12, it's a bloodline. Right, it's a bloodline, and then Jews is more of a bunch of people.
It's amazing that all races of people fight against each other over stupid stuff.
It's messed up, isn't it?
Yeah,
we got more in common than we do differences.
Yeah,
kind of retarded, but
so you're right. So James is here. He's white. He got to help us understand who you are.
All right, fair enough.
Go ahead, James. The Hake Report.
So is he Muslim at all? Is he at all Muslim?
He's Israeli.
Israeli.
Oh, no. Yeah.
His
father's Israeli. His mother's white. And he's messed up.
Is he a Sephardic?
Yeah.
Is he a Sephardic Jew?
Yeah. So Bnei Israel, so Sephardic, yeah. So you're on the right path.
Nice.
Okay, so he's a Sephardic Jew.
Right on.
So darker Jew.
So he's
still, so he's not Ashkenazi.
No. See, that is a black. See, that's, I think Ashkenazi is a Jew, right? There's a difference between saying Jew and an Israelite, because I don't believe all Jews have the DNA of both tribes. Especially myself.
Oh, but I heard that nobody really knows for sure what. Who are the descendants of the Israelites of the old times?
That's the beautiful thing about keeping tradition strong, though, isn't it? Right,
and the tradition doesn't necessarily tell you, because the tradition could have been made up, right?
It could have, 100%. But the thing with the tradition, it follows as far as the Torah goes, right, and it's written in Hebrew. Like, the actual scrolls, not the textbooks of the Torah, the actual scrolls itself, and the way it's written is, there's a letter in Hebrew, it's called Yud, and it's the 10th letter in the Hebrew alphabet. And that letter is supposed to resemble the name of God.
It's supposed to be what?
It's supposed to resemble the name of God. That letter,
so a 10th letter in a book. Supposed to resemble God?
No, in the alphabet. Yeah. So
the 10th letter in the alphabet. Let me see. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. So J represent God?
Not English, Hebrew.
Oh.
English is, like, but I don't get, that's why I don't get, Jesse. Actually, that's my question for you.
So the Jewish alphabet is not the same as the American alphabet?
Right.
No, yeah, not at all.
Say that again.
And who do you identify with, your father or your mother?
I identify with my dad. That's how I believe it. The Jews say it's from the mom. The Israelites say it's from the father.
And so if you or Jewish, however it is, Jewish thing, why are you in Canada and you were born in Minnesota?
No, my mom born in Minnesota. I was born in Washington State. Moved to Canada in 97 and became a dual citizen.
And why did you leave America?
I was young.
Oh, you were young. Your parents.
I didn't have a great day of hope back then.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Amazing, man. So one last question, Jay. You know our Jew that came back from Israel?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Tomer.
Hey, Tomer. Tomer is a white Jewish, right?
Right. He's right. Ashkenazi.
And so it's
Israeli.
So does this... Does he look like Tomer?
No, this guy looks darker. More like a little bit... He's not like the black Jews. He's like the darker skinned...
Like the Jews we see walk up and down the street on Saturday, but they're not white Jews.
You ever been to Israel,
sometimes,
Jesse?
Yeah.
But we know that they're Jews because they have a little hat on and the rag things. Sometimes. You wear the rag stuff?
Do you wear the rag stuff?
No, I don't. When I was younger, I mean...
You're that kind of Jew.
But no, I didn't wear like a black coat. No. You wear...
Even though you don't wear the rags, you are that kind of a Jew.
That Jew is that kind of stuff.
I know what you are now. Hold on.
No.
Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, And through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. What happened to Ari? Uh-oh, I told him to hold on. I need to take a break. Ari gone. Ari, call back if you can. We're not downtown. I understand it's your thing. I think that during the break, Ari, I think we got to figure it out. Right, James? You and Nick were saying he's one of those kind of Jews.
Yeah, one of the Sephardic Jews. They're a little bit darker skinned.
One of the
a little more swarthy.
Oh.
They kind of maybe were around Spain and Portugal. And
they wear those rag things. Is he the kind
of part, I'm not sure. He did as a kid, he said.
Oh, right. What a mess! Anyway, call back Ari. I don't know if your phone, what happened, your phone dropped. But listen, folks. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com at 9 a.m. Pacific time from 9 to 11. The guy with the good hair, you don't want to miss it. He has a picture of himself on his T-shirt today, and he will be telling you how to get it, I guess. The Hake Report from 9 to 11. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, he black. Menden, all in the name. All in the name. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And yesterday they had a live episode of Punchy TV. And here is just a little soundbite from that.
Don't have it.
You don't have it? Oh, okay. I thought Joel gave it to you this morning. Okay, they don't have a soundbite ready yet. Sorry, my bad. I misunderstood what we're saying. But check out Punchy TV on YouTube and Punchy.tv. Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. All right. 888-7753-773. Let me go down to over to Alaska and talk to Travis out of Alaska. Travis, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well, Travis.
Good deal. Hey, so I called in on Thursday. I'm not sure if you remember or not. And I said I was going to, forgive my mom and dad. And so I forgave my mom, and she was a little less receptive, but ultimately she received the message, and then I returned to my father, and I forgave him for not being there to protect me. And he was very happy to hear from me. And immediately after I forgave my dad, I felt a sense of peace. Yeah. So much so that I have been seeing a single mom, and I know that I need to. I broke up with her. We broke up, and I wanted to know if it would be like not anytime soon, because you know now I have to focus on me, endure, and I do the silent prayer every day, twice a day, you know, in the morning and before bed. And I wanted to know if at some time in the future, if I ever run into her, would it be appropriate to, I guess, forgive her? Because it's not really her fault, right? Like, I knew she was a single mom, but I still decided to get involved. But that was when I'm still in a fallen state. Now I'm trying to overcome that fallen state. But does that make sense? Is it necessary that I do, you know, if I see her in the future, reach out to her and say, hey, man, I'm sorry and I resented you because you couldn't give me what I was looking for. But does that make sense?
So I do understand the question. Number one, never, 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 but ever. Never, 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 ever, ever again think about the future. Never do what if. Do not think about the future. Because it doesn't exist. And if you never think about the future or past, you will always live in the present. You will always be right here, right now, all the time, where all the answers are, where life is, and everything. So don't think about what if I meet her. And then number two is you don't need to forgive her because it's not her fault that you got involved. It's not her fault that you thought you could get something from her that she didn't have to give you. Just realize that was in you, and it's not her. So just don't hold anything against her. She has her own issues, and she was already screwed up when she met you, so you're not at fault with her either. So forget about it and just move on.
Understood. That's too easy.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah, wow. I mean, like you said that when she said, don't think about the future, only stay in the present. That's the whole purpose of the silent prayer. And the whole purpose of the silent prayer is practice so that we can learn to stay in the present where God is.
100%.
So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
As long as you're in the present, just be aware. In the present, life has worked out for you. It's already laid out. It works. There's nothing you can do. It doesn't need your help. And there's nothing you can do about it anyway. And so, but you just got to, all you got to do is stay present. Isn't that amazing?
Yes. And then, okay, I have one more question, if I may, Jesse.
Okay.
All right. So sometimes, you know, I recognize, hey, you know, the not me is having these feelings because I'm trying to get rid of him. And, I understand that it's ultimately the objective is to be still. That said, how does that work with like happiness? Because sometimes what will happen is I'll recognize that the not me is trying to take over because he's been in charge this whole time. I watched Revolver and I was like, wow, that movie made so much sense.
Yeah.
I'm surprised people don't understand it. Anyhow, when the not me takes over or tries to take over, I recognize it, I sit in it, but I find myself laughing because I recognize it and I laugh out of happiness. But isn't happiness an emotion, and shouldn't I be trying to avoid that?
Don't worry about that. Whatever's happening, you just watch. If you catch that those thoughts and you're happy, just watch. Don't call it good or bad, right or wrong. Don't put a title on it. Don't put a name onto it at all.
Okay. I understand what you're saying.
Because it could be that natural happiness that comes from seeing.
Right. And that's exactly what it feels like the happiness from understanding.
Yes, because there's a fake happiness that comes from hating, being angry, and there's a real happiness that comes from seeing. And that's the one you may have. That's what I'm telling you. Don't attach an identity to it at all.
Okay. Understood.
Understood. Awesome. Jesse, thank you for taking my call. I hope you guys have a great day.
You too. And stay with us. Stay with us. No matter if the whole world turned against you, you stay with it.
Yes, sir.
I wish you well, man.
I wish you well, too. Thank you, Jesse. You guys are doing God's work.
Thank you, buddy. Amazing.
All right.
Bye now. Amazing. So a friend of mine texted me about the Jewish thing. At first he said, what a mess. When we talked to Ari out of Canada. He said, what a mess. Then he texted me back and he said, in reference to Ari, his father may be the darker kind of a Jew, but his mother is white. So he may be lighter, right? Who cares about his color? Who cares about his color, though? What the? But it's interesting. It's just so interesting. Every race, you got something going on. I wanted to talk to Ari about not the fact he doesn't love his enemy, but yet he said he loved God. And he says that they have to something. The ones that he loved, they must be righteous or something. How do you know if they're righteous or not? What the? But anyway, 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly to Wayne in Texas. You've been waiting a minute. Wayne, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. A pleasure. How you doing?
All is well, Wayne. Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to let you know I've been doing the silent prayer morning and night about probably 9 months now. And I'm actually beginning to dream, like in my dreams, I'm doing the silent prayer.
Nice.
I feel like a secret agent when I walk around, you know. It's so exciting. I mean, I'm excited.
Well, stay with it. And even when you're not sitting and doing the silent prayer, when you're out and about, and I know sometimes you get caught up with your work, when you take a break from the work or whatever, become aware of your body, bring your mind back to your body so you can stay in prayer.
Yes, absolutely.
Amazing.
Biblical question.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah,
the biblical question.
Yes. Oh, the biblical question. What, I mean, are you one with yourself?
No.
And why do you say no?
Because he dead. He dead.
What? No. All right. Amazing.
All right.
I appreciate you responding to that, Wayne. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. But you stay with it, man.
Yeah, I got one more.
What's that?
We say that the fight is not against flesh and blood.
Right.
It's against spiritual and principalities, right?
Yes.
Now, do you believe that the white man is can build a better city than any other man?
Yes.
So isn't that kind of like dividing like the races, like thinking one race is better than the other?
No, because the white man has proven that he's more talented. If you notice, all the white countries is where everybody's trying to get to. And when they get there, they destroy it because it's not in their nature to even keep it going or make it better.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
I noticed that, but I'm thinking more that there are two types of people, which is the alpha people and the beta people.
Right.
And so even black or white, if you're going to create a good society, you would be alpha.
But you only see whites building a good society.
That's true. I mean, I can't argue with that. But I think there are only two people or two types on the earth, male and female.
Right.
Men acting like females and being all data.
But what does that have to do with white people building a better society?
Well, they just happen to have an alpha culture. They happen to be basing their stuff on biblical principles,
and so
the alpha came out.
So you agree with me then that only white people build an amazing society?
No, I think I
you
yes
don't
on the earth. Yes,
do you,
however,
you do
I
agree
think that I agree. Yes.
Oh, okay.
However, I think that where we really need to get to is to get everybody to be alpha, and then we'll have a perfect society.
That's it's never going to happen.
I know. I know.
So now you see, I'm not dividing by saying that. It's white people who build amazing society, right? I'm not divided about
right.
You. Oh, okay. But you
no, you're just observing. Now, like for me, for example, I grew up in a black country.
Are you black?
Everybody was black. I had
and are you
a black,
black
police officer. Can you hear me?
Are you black?
No, I am. I wouldn't. Yes, I am black, but I don't call myself black. I don't identify as black.
Oh, you call yourself white?
No, I call myself regenerated.
What?
Regenerated.
What does that mean?
That means that I am doing the silent prayer. I'm working on myself. I'm a regenerated human being.
And so, but if I saw you walking down the road, would I see
a regenerated
person or a black person?
Well, you can't see my spirit, can you?
And so I would see a black person.
You'd see a black person.
Okay, so you were about to say when you were in Africa, what happened? You grew up around
not
all
Africa.
Black?
Not Africa. Not Africa. I was born in a country where it was majority black.
Okay.
So it was 90% black, 10% white.
Uh-huh.
And whenever we were kids and we got in trouble, we would not say the white man beat us up. We'd just say the freaking police brutality. You know, or if something happened, we wouldn't really identify with race since all of us are black.
Right.
You'd say, oh, the priest did that. We would never think about the white man did that.
Nice.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Nice.
So when I think of myself, I just think of myself as a man. And if Jesse can do it, I can do it. If you can fly an airplane, I can fly an airplane. If you can dig a ditch, I'm a man. I can dig a ditch, too.
That's
I don't
right.
look at it as white and black.
Right on. Yeah, it does.
So
nice.
That's yeah. But, I mean, there's nothing we can do. We're in a hole here, and we have to do what we got to do. I'm glad that you're waking up the races and, you know, right on, my brother.
Thank you, Wayne. I appreciate it. And I'll put my little two cents on Sunday. Thank you, buddy.
All right, Jesse, take care.
And stay with it, man.
I will. I'm staying with it.
Right on. Amazing. It's a spiritual battle, folks. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. It ain't got nothing to do with racism, period. Zero. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super. Chats.
Wayne, I am that I am, bought a coffee. Space is fake, he says.
What?
Space is fake.
Like outer space?
Yeah.
Okay.
The distance from Earth to the moon is 290,000 miles. And the distance from Earth to our space station is 300. The ratio being 0.0010344. In other words, one thousandth of a something. Anyway, compare this to the distance from Dallas to Houston, 350 miles. It would be like walking half a mile and saying you are in the neighborhood of Houston. Baloney! Our so-called space exploration is not in space, but within the atmosphere of Earth. Space of fake. Wake up, y'all.
I don't understand any of that, and what's his point?
Because I keep on saying space is real, guys.
Oh, he's responding to you.
Maybe, because I talk about space in the news, hate
oh,
news.
Oh, okay.
So it could be that.
I got you now. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to take a walk over to Houston and see how long it takes. Or Dallas.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you. You responded to hate. I appreciate it.
Yes. Aries won with a diamond yesterday. No message. Thank you.
Thank you.
Main Man Maynard on Rumble says, hey, Jesse.
You got to know how to rumble.
Why are you so tough on black people? Do you want your people to be better? Or is there something else going on?
I don't know who my people are. He mentioned black people.
Mm-hmm.
And so who am I
harder
on?
He capitalized the B in the word black.
Who am I harder on? My people, whoever they are? Or you mean like my family, my blood people, or the black people? Which one is he talking about?
I ask.
Be a little clearer for me.
I can safely assume.
Assume? Yeah. No, you're not supposed to assume.
But in this case, I am supposed to.
Oh, okay.
That he's talking about black people. He thinks that black people are your people.
Why?
Because that's how shallow people think.
Oh.
And if he thinks you're hard on them, you're tough on them, then that's, I'm pretty sure that that's what he's thinking.
Mm.
I'm quite sure.
I don't want to assume, so I'm not going to assume, but I treat everybody the same.
That's
everyone
for sure.
I definitely treat everyone the same. And you're not supposed to capitalize B for black.
Thank you.
Why does it do that?
Ever since George Floyd, the mainstream media has started capitalizing the B for the black.
Really?
To kiss up to the black radicals who've been capitalizing the B for black for years.
Is that true?
Yes.
I've never heard of that. Well, maybe I've heard of it, but I forgot.
Yeah.
No, don't capitalize B for black. That's not proper.
And now some of the whites are trying to capitalize the W for white. They're like, how come you capitalize Jew, J for Jew, but not black and white?
So I guess they're saying what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yeah, but the geese and gander are basically apples and oranges.
I didn't say geese. I said goose.
Whatever. Yes, you're right.
And so this
one
person
is a proper name, Jew, and then the others are just races,
but
black
don't,
and white.
But don't say geese because the black people try to eat them.
Not all.
No, don't worry about
the
Asians. Asian.
But that's been debunked according to CNN.
The geese is over here somewhere.
CNN claims that's fake
news. And they'll come a running. But let me ask, is this person black?
Main man Maynard?
Uh-huh.
The way he reacts is either he's black or a mama. Because I only feel that
mama?
You're tough on people when it touches my ego. And so he must have his ego wrapped up in the blacks.
Oh, okay. But
like
thank you, though. I appreciate it. Thanks for your
yeah,
support.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Roger, over on X yesterday, said, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17:9. Trust your feelings.
Never trust your feelings. What the? Baba Thumper Thursday. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Igor Tough Torta, crying emojis, crying rivers, resonated with Hake when you said, no muscle white guys. Skull and bones emoji. Hey, there's a little bump there, Hake. Laughing face and salute. Thank you, Igor Tough Torta.
That's right, Igor Tough Torta. Amazing. Thank you.
Andre Carr says on X, Live X, keep Trump in the silent prayer?
Keep absolutely. You got to keep the great white hope in silent prayer. Let God's will be done. Amazing. Thank you. Absolutely.
Shout out to yesterday's top contributors on DLive, Aries One, Cactus Eater Bear, Games for Rec, Misty, Groovy Monkey, and the rest of the guys and gals on the DLive crew. And thank you, guys. That's all for yesterday's Super Chats. We're caught up
amazing
on those.
Nice.
Nice.
Thank you. Let me take a break. One more hour to go. Thank you for your support. I absolutely appreciate it. Hate news is coming right now. Not the fake news, but the hate news. I'll be back in a moment straight to your calls. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. North Carolina flooding. A little update on that Titan little submarine thing that tried to go down to the Titanic. You know, that the one that imploded. you saw many implosion videos on American Anchor Baby. And that Boeing strike, the commie employees, ingrates, trying to strike when Boeing is weak. Terrible. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Tuesday, Country and Western Tuesday, September 17th, AD 2024. There is one line open, I do believe, guys. You can call in right now to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in hour three. But first, Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, you can go check out thehakereport.com. That's my show. Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 11 to 1 Central. That is noon to 2 Eastern. Then Joelle Friday TV right after that. We are part of the JLP network. Catch Punchy TV. We had a live episode yesterday, 2 p.m. Pacific. And then, of course, American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific, 6 Central, 7 Eastern. American Anchor Baby on YouTube, Rumble. He's also Gorgonzola, I believe, on DLive and other platforms. So cool. North Carolina floods Commie Nonsense Network. CNN reports historic rainfall in North Carolina has flooded homes, stranded vehicles, and forced water rescues. It's probably the worst flooding that any of us has seen in a Carolina beach, said town manager Bruce Oakley to Commie Nonsense Network of the tourist town not far from Wilmington, North Carolina. Carolina Beach was placed under a state of emergency yesterday, Monday, after an historic 18 inches of rain fell there just 12 hours, in 12 hours, at one station, and it was a once-in-a-thousand-year rainfall event, according to the National Weather Service in Wilmington, North Carolina, not to be confused with Delaware or that street down in Compton area. Flood watches remain for over 10 million people across North Carolina and eastern Virginia, which will begin to expire throughout today, including Charlotte, Raleigh, and Richmond. Titan tragedy. Remember that thing? The U.S. Coast Guard Monday began a multi-day hearing to examine the loss of the Titan, the ill-fated submersible that authorities said imploded in the North Atlantic Ocean in June 2023, killing all five people aboard during a dive to the wreckage of the Titanic. The first image of the damaged submersible sitting at the bottom of the ocean was shared at the hearing. Terrible. The presentation also revealed the vessel's final message just 6 seconds before it lost contact with the surface. Dropped two WTs, the Titan's text to its mothership read, referring to weights the submersible could shed in hopes of returning to the surface. Seconds later, the Titan was pinged for the last time, and the mothership lost track of the vessel. More details will likely come from the hearing, expected to continue until September 27th, 10 days. And that Boeing strike, Boeing's making some temporary cutbacks amid a massive strike that virtually halted work on its aircraft. Boeing's CFO, Brian West, Monday, announced the company is instituting a freeze in hiring and non-essential travel and will consider furloughs for employees, managers, and executives. The plane makers also planning to reduce spending with some of their 10,000 suppliers, West said in his memo, quote, "We will stop issuing the majority of supplier purchase orders on the 736, 767, and 777 programs," he wrote. Boeing's on a weak financial footing, lost $33 billion since 2019. Negotiations between the union and the company are scheduled to resume this week with a federal mediator. Keep the government out of your life and these evil unions and these evil commie capitalist corporations, right? Anyway, the 47-year-old Voyager 1 in space, it fired up its thrusters that it hasn't used in decades. Shout out to NASA engineers, right? Space is real. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour three.
Somewhere in
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved. There's one line open at 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Are you one with yourself? Are you one with yourself? Is you one with yourself? Are you one with yourself? We have, you can, if you're running around, folks, you can listen to the show on your iPhone, iPad, no matter where you are, what you're doing, you can listen to it live by going to the talk stream line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And it's Tuesday. And every Tuesday, it is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. 888-775-3773. Before I get into the phone calls, and I'm going to do it right now in a minute here, I have a warning. Do what you want for men who have children. Or you're thinking about making children, getting married, making children, and this happens to you, and it will for the most part. Not all, but most. It will happen to you. It's going to happen to you. It will happen to you. Be ready. Some of you know that not only do we hear the stories here on the show, but I counsel with men and women and families, individuals, every day. And if you need counsel or want counseling, go to rebuildingaman.com/rebuildingaman.com to make an appointment, or you can call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Around the world, I counsel with people all the time by phone, Skype, or FaceTime. I want to say to the guys who have children, and I hear it over and over and over and over again, but yesterday, I almost want to say I heard the most saddest story. Though I didn't feel sad, it was just amazing story that it's just amazing. So listen up over there on X and over there on Instagram and over there on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and Cozy We're Crisis King. Cozy.tv, right? And all around the world. Men, do what you want. I highly, 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 but do what you want. It's on you, it's your life. I recommend that you stop going to court, hiring lawyers, wasting your money trying to get custody for your children. I highly recommend that you not cut the baby in half and let the woman have it. Just let her have them. Just let her have them. Because there are so many reasons, but I'll name a few. Number one, the court is not on your side. It will never be on your side. The men and women of the courts are always on the side of evil. They're on the side of the woman. And she knows how to fake it, to cry. She knows the right words to do to set you up, to make up things about you and say in the court about you that's not even true. But because she says them, the court would just take her word for it. The lawyers and the courts, the judges, male and female. And the woman know that. Whether they're black or white or Asian or Chinese or Japanese or whatever, Mexican, the courts are on the side of the woman because the courts are evil. No longer fair courts. And so for that reason, number one, let her have them. And number two, you need to realize immediately, without even a stumble, you need to realize immediately that any woman that would go to court to fight to keep you, the father, away from his children, knowing that, because she does know, it's not only hurting the father emotionally, it's hurting the children spiritually. Because all children, male and female children, yearn for the father. They love the father. They want their fathers. And any woman that's willing to go to court and destroy that to try to get back at you is an evil woman. Why would you go and fight evil and knowing that you're not going to win it? And it's just going to get worse for you. It's just going to get worse for you. I've heard of horrible stories that men have gone through and what the women have said about them in court and are not true, but she says it anyway because her heart is wicked and she has no love for the children or the father or anyone. It's all about her ego stuff. And she'll destroy your children. And they'll destroy it. They'll make up stuff. They'll just say things that are not true and you can't prove. How can you prove a lie? That's why you should never try to prove a lie. A lie cannot be proven. Don't argue with the devil. So anytime the first little sign that she want to keep your children away from you, let her have them. And you start working on you and let God's will be done. Number three, you should not want for nothing. Want for nothing, money, places, or things, or people, or nothing. Want for nothing. Because the problem is, Number four, the reason you're suffering, men, oh, by the way, let me go back to number three with the court thing. Your lawyer is taking your money, too. That's why I call lawyer. The lawyer in business to make money. And the lawyer know you're not going to get your kids. But the lawyer need the money. And they got a job called lawyer. So, and then when you go to court, you got to pay for your lawyer, the woman's lawyer, and the child. They have a court representative. You got to pay for that, a counselor for the child. And then they make you give the woman child support, spousal support. You end up broke all around. I don't care how much money you got. You lose. So stay out of the court. And number three, the reason, listen to this. The reason The reason you're so desperate for the children, because you're wanting for something. You're wanting the children because it makes you feel like a good father. It makes you feel like a good dad. It makes you feel like when people looking at you with your kids, you fought for your kids in court. You're a good father. It's all emotional. It's all ego, and it's all lies. It's not love. And the wanting for it is ego. If you didn't want for it, you'd be able to drop it. You'd be able to not cut the baby in half and give it over. But you want it because your emotions are destroyed. And then you have the emotional people around you, telling you, how, oh, you're such a good father. You fought for your child. Or if you don't fight for it, they say, you're not a good father. You didn't go fight for your child or your children. They're lying to you. And because you're emotional, you fall for it. You either feel like a bad father or a good father. But it's all ego, and neither one is true. Neither one is true. So get rid of the ego. Get rid of the identity of being a good father. You're going to end up in court and be destroyed. Because the more you try to get the child, the more money you got to spend to your lawyer and her lawyer and the courts. But if you want it for nothing, you'll be able to let the child go or children, and you will have nothing to lose, nothing gained, nothing lost. But you're wanting. And you become emotional about it. Stop that. Your emotion is a sign that something is wrong, not something is right. Not that you love your children because you're emotional and you're crying because this woman is taking you to court to take your child. It doesn't make you a bad father or a good father either way. And then when your kids become teenagers and things like that, they know how to manipulate you to get money from you and all kind of stuff. You don't love me. You're not there. And the mother knows what to tell the children in order to manipulate you when they are around you to get your money and to get whatever they want from you. Tell them he's no good. Ask him why he only sent you $100 for your birthday. And the kids will do it. And the kids become just like the mother because they can't on the mother's fear. And you can't save the children. Men, drop it. Let it go. Want for nothing. They're not your children anyway. They belong to God. And if you were to realize that and start working on you rather than going against yourself, by becoming more desperate, you work on you. You never know, the tuna may end up coming back to you. And if they don't, it's fine. If they do, fine. But if you want them back because you want it for something, you'll get them back and they'll destroy you. They'll rip you off. They won't obey you. You'll have a mess on your head. You'll be like, what in the world did I want these old bad children back? So men, cut it out. Lay your weapons down. Lay your weapon down. Don't fight. And the mother of the children get worse anyway when you fight and when you give and try to please her, try to satisfy her. Don't fight. Lay your weapon down. And number five, and that's it. When you lay your weapon down, you're totally giving up spiritually. And when you give up spiritually, trying to save yourself or anyone or wanting for something, the world is yours. You should have it all. And yet it would mean nothing to you. You will not get a sense of pride or a sense of feelings from it or ego feeling or anything. You will have perfect love. And you will have more than your children and everything else. It'll be amazing. But you got to completely let go. The stories I've heard recently by counseling of what these women are doing to the children and the father, and especially the father, is just pure evil. Why do you fight with evil inside yourself and inside of others? Why? And don't be looking at the kids' yearbooks, and don't be sending them birthday cards or anything. Walk away and be done. Because while you're sitting there looking at the yearbook, or maybe he or she, your daughter or son, maybe on the soccer team now, or the basketball, or whatever, and you're going to sit there and cry by looking at the book. Why do you want to bring yourself ego pain? Crying about it is all ego. It's not a sign of love at all. And it's not about the children. It's about you. So drop it. Evil can be defeated inside of you. I'm pointing at my forehead. And inside of others, if you lay your weapon down, if you stop fighting. The world telling you to fight, fight, fight. I'm telling you to lay your weapon down. The right way is to lay your weapon down. And I'm not talking about you got to self-defense yourself, defend yourself in physical. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking spiritual. You have the greatest power on earth inside of you that will fight your battle for you, but you won't let it happen. You won't let it happen. You don't trust that. You trust your thoughts. You're afraid of not trusting your thought. And to the person I counseled with yesterday, do what you want, but I highly recommend you lay your weapon down. Hopefully you did it yesterday, but lay them down. You will be destroyed. And drop your tears and live your life. Stay present. Don't think about the past or future. Don't do anything thinking one day I have my children back. That's the wrong motivation. You want to be right because it's right to be right. Not because of what you can get from it, or you might get from it, or you want to do it for someone else. That's not going to help you. So men, lay it down. Stop it. Do what you want, of course. But that's not love. You're not fighting for love. You're fighting for ego. You really are as bad as the woman, except that she's pure evil by trying to take your children and make the kids suffer too. But your fight back is all ego. It's about you. It's not about the children from the father either, because it's about making him look like a good father, make him feel good to have his children to be a father, make him feel good because he fought. It's all ego. It's not love. Love is about letting go of. It's never about what you're getting. Never about what you can get. It's always about what you can do without. What and whom you can let go of. Give that a good try. lay your weapon down, men. Keep your money and go build yourself a house. Don't go look for another woman or anything. Don't want for anything. Just look for the kingdom of God in his right way and all be at it. You've been taught wrong. And don't let those weak beta men and women tell you, oh, you're not fighting. You're a bad father. You're not fighting. Don't tell them. Because they're blind too. Or if you are fighting, don't let them pat you on the back what a good person you are. That's all ego is going to motivate you and drive you in the ground. And when you're in the ground, they're gone. Anyway, do what you want, but you've been told. You've been warned. 888-775-3773. Tony out of Massachusetts. Tony, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Tony. Tony once. Tony twice. No, Tony. Rich out of Florida. There's a line open, 888-775-3773. Rich, welcome to the show. Yes. You're on the air.
Good day, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Rich.
Well, I wanted to comment on the idea of predicting the future of not having babies. I don't take any futures from fallen human beings. When the Son of God was asked about the future, and he said, I don't know, only my Father knows that. Anybody who's predicting things like that thinks they know God's will.
What are you referring to, Tony? I'm sorry. I mean, Rich.
The young man who said not having babies would end suffering.
Oh, that was Andrew, I think. Yeah, Andrew. Go ahead. Okay.
That was an idle mind at the devil's workshop. He was sitting around trying to predict the future. So
yeah,
the final part of that.
You're not supposed to think about the future at all. You're supposed
exactly.
to live in the present.
And I would take the purpose of suffering from the wisest man that existed in all time. He wrote a book called Ecclesiastes. It tells you a lot about the importance of suffering, especially when you believe everything is meaningless. But anyway.
Amazing. I appreciate that, Rich. Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Amazing. Take no thought about tomorrow. Hake said it's Solomon, not Ecclesiastes Solomon. 888-775-3773. Oh, Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes, allegedly? Okay. Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes, so both are right. Let me go quickly to Patrick out of Denmark. Patrick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks a lot. And shout out to Hake. I was on the Hake Report yesterday. It was a lot of fun.
Shout out to Hake. Thank you.
I just want to answer your biblical question this time.
Are you one with yourself?
Okay, so this is a paradox.
Who?
And I am.
A pair of socks?
Just like the previous caller.
He says a pair of socks. You said this is a pair of socks?
I am one with myself. Excuse me, Jesse. I am mumbling. I am one with myself.
Oh, nice.
And, yes. And at the same time, I am not one.
How do you know you're one with yourself?
I don't.
You don't know that you're one with yourself?
What I know is that I am one with myself because I am my mother and my father bodily, but yet I am one because I am not separate from my mother and my father. They gave birth to me, so I am one in that sense.
So let me just, I'm black and slow, Patrick, so I'm sorry. So you said you are one with yourself, but you're not one with yourself because you're your parents?
I am one with myself because my father, I was conceived in my mother's womb, and she gave birth to me, and so I am one with myself in that sense.
But how are you one with yourself? And I'm not responding to the biblical question myself. I'm just saying, how are you one with yourself and your father conceived you through your mother?
As such, I am one with myself. I am who I am.
And who is the self that you're one with?
The self that I am one with is the bodily self. But I want to say that the spiritual self is separate. So we are half spirit and we are half body, meaning that the spirit is away, far from home. My home is beyond this earth, and my body, it will be decay. It will expire and become dust or part of the earth, just like so. And even in a different tone, I want to say that, like everyone, I think Trump is awakened, right? To become one with ourselves is to awaken to who we should be, like Jesus did, like Moses did, and Trump is currently doing.
Amazing. I appreciate you responding to the biblical question.
Do you mind if I add one more thing?
Okay.
Because I just want to say to all the viewers that pursue with all your heart, soul, and might to become reborn, because we're going to see the black plague again. We're going to see awful things if we don't turn this thing around, all of us.
Amazing. Thank you, man. I appreciate that, Patrick, and thank you for responding, too. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye, buddy. 888-7753-773. One line open there. Let me go to Todd out of Indiana. Todd, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, huge fan.
Thank you.
I had a question.
Are you a first-time caller?
No, I've called before.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I worry about the future. I think about it a little bit. I try to hold back, but my concern is population, I think, one of them. We're at, 8-9 billion now? If we go to 12, we're in trouble. If we go to 15, with the machines taking over, I think we could be in big trouble. Just because of jobs, just jobs in general. That's just my concern, I guess.
And why do you worry about that?
I'm more concerned, but like I said, because I think that, well, first of all, you have third world.
What good is it doing you to worry about that?
None. It's not really doing anything. It just gets worse, I guess. You know, like I said, I try not to think about it, but it's just there. It's just black and white, you know.
Right, because a worried mind is a dark mind, and worry presents itself as the light when it's really darkness, and it pretend to be giving you the answers.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't worry. Don't think about tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just stay right here, right now, and you'll be fine.
I agree. Thank you. And the quick question on Kamala Harris.
I know, but hold on a minute. Let's slow down. Does that really make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. It does. There's nothing I can do about it. So I guess wait and see. You know, I'll be long gone. We'll be long gone.
Right. You'll be long gone. Whatever happened, if there is a future, it won't bother you. You won't be here anyway.
Yeah, I guess that my concern is kids, grandkids, which it's the same thing. They'll be long gone as well. I had a question about Kamala Harris.
Okay.
And I've heard you say that the country is gone and it won't be back. I'm sort of optimistic about that. I think we're still.
Todd, hold for a minute. Let me take a quick break.
Hold on.
Okay. 888-7753. Quick break. Back in a moment. I forgot the treasure chest is open on D-Live. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge a molester but think they're better than a molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report coming up, all right, at the top of this hour. And James Hake is on fire. Did you hear his show yesterday? Oh, my God. He came back like fire. He had been out, whatever, keeping him out of work. But he came back. And his hair was on fire. If you didn't catch that show yesterday, do a podcast yesterday's show. And tune in today at 9 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake, HAKEReport.com. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. Amazing. Yesterday he dealt with, one of the things he dealt with, Joel Friday TV, he black. He dealt with that father that was arrested as a result of the son shooting up a school or something, I believe. It was interesting. Podcast that one, too. And then today at 11 a.m., tune in and yell at him. Well, you don't have to yell at him. But join up Friday TV. You don't want to miss it. He black. And then, ladies, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, Thursday, Women's Forum, Thursday night at 7 p.m. for ladies only, every third Thursday night. And those meetings, and I'm not faking it. I have to tell the ladies, I have to literally just stop the meeting. And then I'm like, ladies, it's over, bye. They are so deep and so interesting. We just have to end them at a certain time, because they're so deep. It's like, you know, some meetings, they just kind of come to an end, and you're, okay, it's over. Clock time. Not these meetings. 7 p.m. every Thursday night. And then at 4 p.m. today, and every day, Monday through Friday, the American Anchor Baby. Energy. Given to him by God. And he's loved by everybody. He's loved by all. He's the Son of God. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. All right. Thank you all for your super chat, your supports. I do appreciate it. And go donate, make a donation to Barn. And do all your social, Barn at rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-BARN. 800-411-2663. And do all your little social media stuff. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and do all that on X and everywhere. We are on X, DLP Talk on X. Let me go quickly to back to Todd. And Todd is concerned about the way the country is going, and I know what he means by that. Mm-hmm. And also, you have a question about Kamala Harris.
Yeah. if she wins in November, it's a wrap.
Right.
I mean, I think we're in trouble already. But yeah, the Democrats, not all, but a lot of bottom feeders like parasites, they're just from bottom to top, they're just low down. I mean, the Republicans aren't great either, but Democrats are just vicious.
They're evil.
Evil, yeah. From Maxine Waters to Kamala to, I mean, Nancy Pelosi. I mean, I could name drop for an hour.
Yeah,
but
the whole party.
Yeah, and I think they're behind trying to kill Trump. I mean, I could be wrong, you know.
Well, I don't know about that, allegedly. But I do know that they don't want Trump in there, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, the quick question I had on Kamala is well, you mentioned in the past about the country is gone, it's not coming back. If that's true, why not just vote for Kamala in the New World Order?
So you're going to overcome evil by voting for it?
No. I don't vote. If I do vote, it will be for Trump.
Right.
But I'm just saying, I don't know if it's a Democrat thing or a New World Order thing. They're already coming out with world currency.
But I don't want you to worry about this, because if you're working on yourself and you're overcoming evil within yourself, then God put the earth here for you. And he will take care of you right here on earth. You will have paradise in the midst of all the hell around you. Because the hell around you would be inside of other people, and it would be their hell and not yours. And you would be on the earth, but not of the earth. You would not be a part of it. You'll be fine.
It's a little hard for me to understand that because I'm an atheist.
You're an atheist?
So I am.
Did you see the interview on the Father State last Friday with the with the Satanist?
I did, and he's an atheist. He's not a Satanist. I don't know why he calls himself that. And he seems like a pretty chill guy too.
Yeah,
you know, he's got a son. This, you know, he lives his life. He seems pretty on the even keel. He loves music. It's pretty wild that, you know, but that's, I mean, atheists are sort of like that. They're sort of liberals, if you know the old school liberals, not these nutbags these days.
So are atheists? I got the impression from that interview that atheists are Satanists.
Yeah, I don't.
Are you a Satanist?
No, I'm not.
Are you an atheist? Atheist?
Yes, I am.
Well, then you're a Satanist.
If you say so, I don't believe that. I don't believe in heaven or hell. I wish I would, but I just can't go there. I just can't go there on that.
Oh, you can't?
And So
if you can't believe in hell, why are you catching hell inside yourself?
I still know what right from wrong is.
But you catching hell, so you don't know what right is. You just know hell.
I don't believe that. I think I've got a pretty good life. It's not the best. It's not the worst.
But if you knew right from wrong, how is it possible to be catching hell that you're catching inside of you?
If I'm catching hell, it's self-inflicted.
Why are you suffering? Why are you self-inflicting hell on yourself?
Just a bad choice. Like if I go out drinking on whatever.
But why would you make a bad choice for yourself?
Sometimes you don't know whether you could have, I don't know, maybe a DUI is a different story, but yeah, I mean, choice, like I guess that goes back to free will. I think I do have a free will.
If you had a free will, why don't you never, ever, ever, ever again inflict hell on yourself?
If I trip down the stairs, I wasn't watching my step. I'm not sure.
Tripping down the stairs. We talk about the hell that is within you.
Man, I don't know if there's hell in me. I've got a pretty good life. I've got kids, wife. But you're
miserable on the inside.
I don't believe I'm miserable.
You have fear.
I take the good with the bad.
No, you have fear.
I don't have fear. I have concern.
You have a perfect peace?
No.
You don't have perfect peace?
No.
But why don't you will yourself to have perfect peace?
Yeah, I'm trying to connect the dots. Like I said, I've been listening to you for a long time.
And oh, nice.
I'm there. We're on the same page.
Right.
I agree with about 90% of what you say. I just can't get over some of the like I said, it's not easy being an atheist and listening to your show. And, you know,
why not?
Like I said, because free will, I'm an atheist. I don't know. It's pretty wild.
Why do you call yourself an atheist?
Because I don't believe in heaven and hell. I think that there's too many crazy things that are going on in the world.
But let's say you don't believe in heaven or hell. Why call yourself an atheist? Why not call yourself anything?
Yeah, I guess an agnostic. I'm not sure.
No, why not? Why give yourself a name or a title, period?
Yeah, I try not to label myself.
No, why
anything.
Do you do it, though?
Just because if somebody asks me, like, I've heard you ask a lot of people who they are. Well, I'm nobody, I guess. That's fine. I get it.
Why do you do it, then?
If somebody asks me to describe myself, you immediately go to what you do for a living, if you're married or not,
right?
What you like to do.
But that's not who you are.
Yeah, I understand. No, I understand.
I got a text from my friend Roseanne Barr.
Okay, great lady, great lady.
And she's like, "Why did you have Satanists on your show? What the?"
She's like,
"Oh my God."
Yeah.
I got to respond, Roseanne. I'll tell you later today.
Sure.
But let me ask you this, Todd.
Yeah.
Number one, I want to tell you this. Don't worry about tomorrow, right? If this, God forbid, but if this woman, Camilla Harris, she get in, don't you go into worry.
Sure.
You stay present,
no,
and you'll be fine.
One last thing, real
and then
quick.
The thing I want to ask you, ask.
Sure, yeah.
If your parents had never named you, if they had never given you the name Todd,
yeah.
If they gave you no name at all, who would you be?
Like a different name, you mean?
No, if they gave you no name at all, if they never named you, who would you be?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'll have to think about that. I'll have to think about that one. It's pretty wild. Yeah. But I had one last
if
thing.
If in your whole lifetime, how old are you now?
47.
If for 47 years you were never named, they never named your name, and as a result of not giving you a name, you can never identify yourself as Todd, who would you be? Who would you be?
I don't John Doe. I'm not sure.
That's still a name, Todd. If you never, just think about that. I want you to think about that, let me know. Had you never, if your parent had never given you a name, who would you be today?
I'll definitely think about that. One last comment?
Yes.
Two out of three Jewish people in America voted for Joe Biden. That's just wild to me. Like, I was as surprised as you when I heard, like, Jewish people in general are conservatives. You would think that they were.
Right. I thought they were.
It's just wild that they just, I can't believe, two out of three Jewish people in America voted for that Joe Biden. Let's assume that I'm telling the truth because I can't be far off.
I don't know what's wrong with the Jews.
Yeah, thank you. Real quick.
Are you Jewish?
I'm not. Oh. And I've also heard you, real quick, I don't believe the Jew, I don't think the Jewish people like Christians. I'll say it like that.
I have Jewish friends who love me.
Fair enough, but in general, I don't believe they love the Christian.
And do the Christian love the Jews?
I think so. I believe so.
Why you believe that?
Just from what I've heard and told and read. So yeah, I had to get that out again. And now, at least I'm not sure what Trump's going to do. I've called before. I'm a big supporter of Putin. What he does in general, I love Trump.
The dream team. You know,
and
who
I don't like Netanyahu.
You know who the dream team is, right?
Yeah, I know.
Who is Netanyahu. The dream team?
Netanyahu, Putin, and Trump.
I risk my case.
Well, I'll give you two out of three. I don't trust and I don't like Netanyahu.
Why not?
I think he's evil. I think that.
But why do you think that? Do you know him?
I think, in general, I do. I think Israel's trying to get us in wars. They're always.
But you're thinking that. You don't know that to be true or not, right?
Like I said, let's assume that I'm telling the truth.
Assume. Never assume.
I hear you.
when you assume, you make a assume out of yourself.
I hear you.
Listen.
Yes, sir.
Are you voting for Trump?
Yeah, I'll probably vote for Trump.
Are you going to vote for Trump?
I think I have to register soon if I do.
Are you going to vote for Trump?
Yes, sir.
All right. Go register, man. You're not even registered.
Yeah, I've never voted before.
So you're going to let Kamala Harris in there by not voting. And you're worried. What the?
Yeah.
Oh, Don, you're a little controversial. You're talking about illegal immigration. I said it's illegal.
What a mess.
What a mess. So, Todd, you have no reason to complain about the borders or Kamala Harris getting in or anything because you don't even vote.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Netanyahu or anybody, you don't even vote.
We're losing a lot of money for these stupid wars.
You can't complain. You ain't voting.
I'm an American. I can complain.
No, you're not voting.
When my taxes go to when you vote,
yep. Then you can complain.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough.
So go and register, Todd. What's up?
Yes, sir.
And once again, who is the dream team?
Do I have to say Benjamin Netanyahu?
Who is it?
I ain't saying his name. It's not even his real name.
What a mess. Todd, let me know you have voted. I mean, you have registered to vote, and you're going to vote.
Yeah, I'm going to vote.
All right, man.
All right, be good.
Call me again. Good call.
All right, sir.
All right. Amazing atheist who has never voted and who doesn't vote. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Jacob bought 3 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Hi, Jesse. I am new to your show, and I love your show.
Thank you.
I have 2 questions for you. One, I never hear you talking about Marcus Garvey. What do you think about Marcus Garvey?
Who is Marcus Garvey?
Some people speculate that it's Obama's dad, but that's just speculation.
Who is Marcus Garvey?
He's black.
He's black.
Black radical.
I have heard that name, but...
Jamaican-born British political activist, Pan-Africanist, orator, entrepreneur. 1887 to 1940. Oh, so I guess that's not speculated to be Marcus Obama's dad. I must be confusing him with somebody else.
The reason I don't talk about Marcus Garvey, it does sound familiar when you hear when I heard the name, it sounds like, but I had no idea who it is. And I think he is black, but I have no idea who he is. But thank you. I'll look into it. Thank you.
I was confusing it with Frank Marshall Davis. They all sound the same.
I had never heard Marcus Garvey being associated with
Obama. No, I made that up. I was confused with Frank Marshall Davis. People think it's Frank Marshall Davis.
You're back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ariadne J, now a member. Thank you, Ariadne, a monthly supporter on buymeacoffee.com.
Right on. Thank you.
/JLP Talk.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Mr. Kelly, 3 coffees. My coffee was missed from late Friday. Are those short daily videos like Express Yourself Friday uploaded anywhere on social media? If not, I would consider it. They make for nice, shareable videos to drive viewers and messaging. Sorry about that. Between Nick and I, we confused and forgot to read yours, maybe, Mr. Kelly.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. We'll never do that again, not intentionally.
And great idea. Thanks for the support.
Thank you.
I neglected to read Jacob's other question, too. I hear you saying, what is wrong with black people? Isn't it a great idea for black Americans to go back to Africa and forgive their ancestors so that they will be free forever?
No, they need to forgive their mama and be free. Because they can go and do what the ancestors say, but they don't forgive their mama and father, they're not going to be free. That's where they get their identity from, the false identity. But thank you. Good suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you, Jacob. And Mr. Kelly.
Right on.
Cool suggestion on the Express Yourself stuff.
Yeah.
Free Your Mind, morning, Uncle Jesse, all the way from New Zealand.
Oh, amazing.
A Kiwi. My question is, how can I let go of my anger and emotions? I'm doing the suggested steps, and it helps me, but I still struggle and get emotional and upset. Beta! Because besides the silent prayer, what else could I do? I wish you all
Beta! Listen, do nothing. Really. Just watch the thought now. and let them pass. Just watch them. That's all. Oh, that's the beauty about this whole thing. You are not required to do nothing. Do nothing. You don't need to do anything. Now all you need to do is watch. And don't call them you anymore. Don't say me. Just watch. I wish you well. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
P.S. from Free Your Mind. If Donald Trump, the Great White Hope, doesn't win, come live in New Zealand. Thanks. Thanks, emoji.
I'm on my way. Thank you. If he doesn't, I'm on my way. Thank you for the invitation.
Thanks
appreciate
again.
It.
Free Your Mind.
And thanks for the support.
Popcorn Slump Keg bought a coffee. Jesse, do you think there's a difference between the hate that God had referenced in the Bible and human hatred? And if you do, where did you get the distinction from? Do you think that people just can have the same type of hate that God had?
Because human nature is evil, it's of the devil. And the emotions that human beings feel behind anger and hatred, which is the same, is evil. God's judgment is perfect love. There is no emotions involved in it. And you're just comparing that word hatred with what you feel. But it's not the same at all. Thank you.
Popcorn Slump Keg, how do you personally decide which parts of the Bible to repeat, which parts not to repeat? You told a caller that you don't think certain verses are true because the Bible has been rewritten, quote unquote. So my question is, how do you decide this one I'll repeat and this one isn't true? What kind of process? What's that process like?
By not deciding. Just live. The best way in life to live is never make a decision. Stop deciding and just let it happen naturally. Give that a good try and see what happens. Stop deciding. It's up for dinner or lunch or breakfast or the color of your house or blah, blah, blah. Practical decision. Otherwise, stop deciding. Amazing. Thank you.
Great questions, Popcorn Stump Cake.
Yeah,
Sam Lemons,
sure is.
Three coffees. Good morning, JLP and the experts. Biblical question.
Are you one with yourself?
Yes.
Thank you.
Note, it took the death of my ego for myself and I.
Did he say yes and then no?
No, he says note.
Oh.
Not note. He says yes.
And then note.
And please note, it took the death of my ego for myself and I to become one. But now he did.
He did.
In my JLP voice. It's easier to stay in tuned with who I am becoming, quote unquote. Amazing question.
He did. And thank you for responding. Stop there.
Okay.
I want to squeeze in some calls. We're coming to the end here. Thank you all for your support.
Thank you, guys.
And we'll pick up on the rest of those tomorrow, too. Thank you all. Let me go quickly to Ahmed. Is it Ahmed? Ahmad, a first-time call out of North Carolina. Ahmad, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Ahmad.
Good, good. So my question was about salvation, Jesse.
Okay.
Okay, well, a little bit about me. My name is Ahmad. My friends call me Ahmed San Antonio because I'm a Spurs fan. But I'm a.
Let me tell you this. Go right to your question because we're running out of time.
Okay, so I'm a gay Muslim, transgender gay Muslim, but I still believe in salvation. So can I get into the kingdom of heaven? As a gay transgender,
and what is salvation that you believe in?
Well, just get it accepted by God, even though I'm black and a gay transgender Muslim. But I believe God can still accept me, right? He's black.
Are you joking about being a black gay?
No, I'm serious. My parents came from Africa, and I was born here because they came after the war. So I grew up Muslim, but I'm a transgender gay Muslim. But I still believe in salvation. I'm not like the other guy who's an atheist who don't believe in heaven. So I was wondering, am I still going to get accepted?
What I would recommend, don't worry about being accepted or not. Stop mm-hmm. calling yourself those names and just live. Stop putting titles on yourself.
All right, but as identification-wise, you know, people ask me what I am. But, I am a country boy, too, but besides all that, you know.
But if they ask you, you ain't got to answer them just because they ask you.
Yeah, you're right. As
far as God and salvation, God knows that you are none of those things that you call yourself. He knows those are false identities that you have attached to yourself. but it's not who you are. So as a result of that, God loves you, and he's not rejecting you at all.
Okay, even though I feel those things, because, you know, the Bible says that, you know, a man who lay with a man can't go to the kingdom of heaven.
No, it's not if you stop calling yourself that, and those identities will disappear, and you'll be yourself again. You're just making a mistake by identifying with that, not realizing you identify with evil. Stop calling yourself those things. Give that a good try. Let me know how it goes. Don't ever call yourself that again.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Call me again.
All right. Bye.
Bye now. I am so out of time. What an amazing way to end the show with. What the? Gay, country, bisexual, what, transgender? I don't think he said bisexual. But anyway, I am out of time. Thank you for your support. Get on that straight and narrow path and stay there, folks. It will. I can't find the word. I'm looking for the word grace. But I'm going to need mercy with grace. Joy will only take grace if mercy is with it. Amazing. So forgive your mother. Forgive your father. Stop identifying things, yourself, with anything or anyone. Give it a good try. Never call yourself anything else again. See what happens. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, and watch. And you will overcome. Juan out of Washington State. Hey, Juan. Juan out of Washington State. Sean out of Spain. Hey, Sean. Rick out of Hester, Virginia. Hey, Rick. And the caller just dropped. I'll be back tomorrow. Manhood Hour, third hour. I forgot. He said he sounds like a normal black American young man. He does. And a little country. But it definitely does. I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you for your support. We'll finish the super chat tomorrow. The Lord is willing to create the ride. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake Report. And after that, Joel Friday TV, he black. And then the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Joel at 11 a.m. Hake at 9 a.m. Bye, y'all. I made it. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. I have books that are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy.